Good morning, this is billing department. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Ruth Seacrest Snyder. I have a patient number.
Just a second, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can I get the patient number? Account number?
PT406090.
I'm sorry, it's a PT406090.
No. I said 400006090.
Oh. Just a second. Okay, ma'am, I'm just repeating account number. It's a the account number, which is the PT four.
No, P is in Paul.
Uh huh.
T is in Tom.
Uh huh.
00.
Uh huh.
00.
Uh huh.
60.
Uh huh.
90.
Okay, just a second. Snyder Ruth?
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. And yes, ma'am, how can I help you with this?
I'm looking at the statement that just was issued, dated 7/22/25.
7/22/25, okay. And?
And I want some assistance to see how to read this, because I see what says patient's payment, then it has a balance. It doesn't add up. I'm a bit confused. Has my services never been sent to the insurance company?
Can you tell me, like, what was the issue with the statement, ma'am?
Say what?
What was the issue with the statement? Can you repeat that?
I said,
uh-huh.
Has the bill never been submitted to my insurance company?
Uh-huh. Okay. And
for payment.
Okay. For what date of services you are talking about? Do you have a date of services?
All of them. All of them.
Like, for 2024 and 2025?
Say what? I can't understand you very well. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're talking about 2024 and 2025 claims?
No, I'm talking about all of it. From this bill goes from September 2023 to July of 2025. My question is, has there never been a bill or claim submitted to Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Ma'am, for 2023, let me just check. For the 2023, all payments has been done. For 2023, all payments has been done. Do you have...
Well, it doesn't show any insurance payment.
On the system, it shows that for the 2023, there is no patient's responsibility left. There is no payment for any date of service from 2023 for date of year 2023. There is only...
That's not what this bill is saying. That's why I don't understand it.
Okay. So just okay, let's disregard... Do this.
Let's, are you looking at the same statement that I'm looking at?
No, no, ma'am. We are looking at the system. In the system, it shows me that for 2023, there is no payment need to be paid by the patient. There is only payment that need to be paid by the patient from 2024, which is starting from March 4 of 2024. And we have already billed to your insurance, Blue Cross. Blue Cross paid majority of your payment. It just transfer the copay of $20 each date of services.
Okay, but this bill says I have an amount due of $680.
Yes.
And 63 cents.
Yes.
I have been. Let me tell you. Every time I see the doctor, mm-hmm. I pay my copay, mm-hmm. and I pay toward the balance that I owe. Mm-hmm. But nowhere on this statement do I ever see any payment.
Okay, let me just check. Okay, ma'am, but what in the system is showing, there is no payment done by the patient. If you have made a payment on each data services when you visit to the office or the front desk, do we have any kind of receipt so that we can verify receipt number? Because what we can see here...
Okay, just for an example, I have a receipt here, mm-hmm. and it's dated March 5th of 25.
March 5th of 2025. Okay, just a second, let me verify.
Okay.
Alright, so for the March 5th of 2025, you made a payment of $20. And yes, it shows that $20 has been paid by the patients.
And I just went to the doctor on the 14th. Hold on. Every time I see the doctor, I make a payment. That's why I just understand.
If you paid on the date of services when you visit to the doctor, you give me example, like on March 5, you have been made a payment. So,
okay, so July 13th of 2025.
July 13th of 2025, right?
Uh-huh.
Just a second. Let me just check July. Is it the July 13 or is it the July 14?
It was July 13th.
Let me just check. And of 2025, right?
Uh-huh.
No, but in the system, there is no date of services showing for the July 13. It's showing just for the July 14 of 2025. For the office visit. Do you have a receipt number for the July 14 of 2025?
July 15th, I saw her.
No, there is a no.
On July 14th. July 14th, I saw the doctor and I made a copay. And I paid a copay.
And how much you have paid for copay?
70, I think.
70? Do you have a receipt number?
60 or 70. I paid 60? With my bank card. Yeah.
Do you have a 60 or 70? How much you pay for these July 13 of 2025?
I don't know. I may have thrown that. I don't know where that receipt is. Let me see what purse I would have had to carry that day. This is ridiculous. Because it never shows on these receipts. Let me see. Oh, that's August 13th.
August 13th? Okay, let me just check for the August 13th. Okay, and for the August... Okay, how much you pay for the August 13th?
$60.
$60 copay?
$20 was copay, $40 was to the rear.
Okay, do you have a receipt? Do you have a receipt number?
Receipt number, REC
0156221. REC 0156221. Am I right?
Right.
Let me just verify. Just a second. Just be online. I'm just checking, ma'am. Alright, so for the August 13 of 25, I can see here, you have paid $20, just a second, 20 plus 40 plus 20, 60, alright.
Can you hold on please, just a minute, please?
Sure.
Hold just a minute. Hello.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Uh-huh. I'm back.
Okay.
So how much do you show I paid on the 13th of August?
So for the August of 13, you have paid 20 plus 20 plus 20, so it's a 60. $60 you have paid, and that payment was added on February 20 of 2024. Also, for the another date of service, which is say February 6th of 2024, and lastly, it's added on 12/19 of 2023. It's been divided into three date of services.
So what balance do you show that I owe?
It show me the, it's the same, it's a $680.63. 680.63.
Okay, but how could that be if this statement date is on the 22nd of July?
Just
and I've made...
Let me tell you what was the issue has been happened. You have paid amount of $60 on 8/13 of 2025. But there is a payment left for the 12/19 of 2023, 2/6 of 2024, and 8/13 of 2025. So payment was done in the different date of services that you have paid on 8/13 of 2025. The day you pay was 8/13 of 2025, but those payment was added in your past date of services where you have not paid for this date of services, which is of 2023 and 2024. Did you hear that? What I'm trying to tell you? Hello? Can you hear me then?